Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and joined by a good friend of mine, Mr. Jeff Rogers. Some of you may know Jeff. He is a very gifted photographer. You've probably seen his work all throughout Lexington. He's published several photography books that have really blessed me. And if you're looking for a great Christmas gift or a birthday gift for somebody, man, I would encourage that. I blessed my mom and dad with one of his books one year, and man, they love it. It's a good thing to send to people out of state that maybe used to live here. So, Jeff, first, thanks for being here. Secondly, after I've plugged these awesome books that, like I said, I have several myself in my own house, if somebody wanted to get one of these, how do they do that?
Well, first of all, we're not here to talk about books necessarily, but I've done five books now, and there would not be five had there not been one. And I'm going to let a little secret out here. Greg was my business coach a long, long time ago, meeting there at that, it's not Frisch's, what is that, there on South and Drive at Nichols Hill Road.
Anyway, oh, yeah, Denny's.
Denny's, yeah. We would meet there, and you helped me get to the point of doing my very first book. Wow. And so I've done five
I've forgotten
now,
about that,
working
to be honest.
On six, yeah. So the first four are on Kentucky, and the latest one's called My Father's World, which is images from travels and combined with scripture. So the usual places, Joseph, Beth, Clean Sweep Car Wash, basically, Amazon, whatever. So they're all over the place. So, but anyway, it's awesome to be here and good to be sitting across the table from you as well.
Well, I wanted to plug that just because, you know, everybody has a story. You have a gift, and a lot of people are always looking for that unique gift. And I know they've been a blessing for me to buy me out when I've had to buy a last minute gift and didn't know what to get somebody. So I think you'll be blessed. And the other reason I want people to know is because you took a gift of photography, and that's your vocational gift, but God uses all our different gifts to help further his kingdom. And you've been a big guy that's really encouraged a lot of people in prayer, and you're the founder and director of the Wellspring Prayer Center, which is located right here in Lexington. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what the Wellspring Prayer Center is, Jeff.
Yeah, we meet at the Prayer Room on Broadway, which is run by the Lexington Leadership Foundation, 1218 South Broadway, right across from Lexington Clinic. And it started that about 7 years ago, and very simply, it's a non-denominational space. We've carved out a space for God to show up in prayer. And so we have teams of people that have been trained from about a dozen or so different churches, and we gather together under Jesus' name to pray in teams for whoever shows up. So we have people come that are in need of physical healing, everything from rotator cuffs to cancer. So a lot of people come for physical needs. A lot of people come for emotional needs, needing emotional healing, which is probably the least understood part of healing. And whether it would be from, you know, struggling with suicide or shame or trauma and abuse, we pray for a lot of people that are stuck, if you will, from things that happened maybe even back in their childhood. And it's not about us. It's about us being a conduit of the love and mercy of Jesus. And Hebrews tells us that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he's not limited to the same time frame that we are. And so, very simply, we just invite Jesus to show up in these places if people wish to go there, and he does. So it's pretty cool. So our first three and a half years of praying for people, just having a Facebook page and a business card with the address and the times, it's Monday and Thursday nights, 6:30 to 8:30. We prayed for about 3,500 people in our first 3.5 years, and we stopped counting after that. So yeah. It's just amazing what God does when you give him a little bit of room to work. So,
well, I've been a couple of times during some challenging seasons in my life,
sure.
And it's pretty humbling, you know, when you're a pastor and you go to do those things, yet I know that I'm not any better or different than anybody else. I have struggles, and it's been a real blessing to me, and some of the insight that the Lord spoke through the prayer team. I had three people, I believe it was two guys, and a lady that was in the room, and it was just really powerful. And yet, you know, one of the things that we're going to talk about over the next 2 or 3 days with Jeff is just prayer itself, because, man, we live in such a busy society, Jeff, and yet I know the Bible was written over 2,000 years ago, but God still wants to speak to his kids, doesn't he?
Heck yeah, he certainly does. He's dying to, and really, I think that's part of the relationship. You know, I grew up in church, as I know you did, and we always talk about this relationship thing. And a lot of times I think we use that jargon, and many times we don't really experience that. So a lot of times when people go to pray, self included, that it's kind of like a shopping list. Well, there was that guy from Lexington, Larry somebody. He wrote a book, a song called My Shopping List. Have you ever heard that song?
I have not.
Oh, it's hilarious. I've got what his last name is, about 20, 25 years ago. And many times when it comes to us praying, it's all about our time just to lay it all out before God, because he needs to know what we're thinking about. And he does want to hear from us. But what kind of relationship are you in where it's just a one-way conversation? And I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us as well as through us, through other people. There are a variety of ways that he speaks, not in an audible way, although I've known a couple of people that have heard God. I've never heard God audibly, but he speaks to my heart. And he wants to be in union. He wants to be in relationship with us. And so it's really sometimes, many times, it's being quiet and allowing him space to say, well, Lord, you've heard my list. You got anything that you'd like to say?
Well, I think we make prayer just too complicated. And the most basic way I try to explain to people, at least what's worked for me, is prayer is just a conversation with God. But in a good, healthy conversation, there's both talking and listening.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you remember Margaret Thorkelson.
Oh, absolutely.
I probably butchered her last name, but we know who we're talking about.
Margaret, yes.
And I remember years ago hearing her speak a couple times, and what an awesome woman of prayer she was. And so she wrote this book, and this is long before I was interested in healing prayer or anything else. So I thought, man, I'm going to read this book, and it's going to give me the 5 steps to prayer. She didn't say that, but I'm just thinking that, you know, my American mentality and all that sort of thing. And I read it, and she's talking about going and just being quiet and being still before the Lord. And I'm like, what? Well, this lady's crazy. What's she know about prayer? And of course, now years later, we recognize the value of what it means to be still before the Lord so that he really can speak to us. And sometimes it's, you know, we're driving down the road, we're taking a shower, you know, we may not even necessarily be thinking about the Lord when he drops in on us, you know. Sometimes when we have a scheduled time, he doesn't show up like he thinks we ought to. It's like, okay, we have an appointment, you know, God's going to show up, and he doesn't. But yet maybe you're driving down the road or you're out rabbit hunting or something like that, and you get a little nugget from him, you know. So, but it's about giving God access to our heart and our mind, will, and emotions.
Well, I think one of Satan's greatest tools is discouragement.
Wayne Smith.
Well, there you go. Yes, exactly. One of my heroes.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed when I get discouraged, usually it's because I'm physically, mentally, and emotionally fatigued. Mm. And also maybe my time spent with God is not as much as it should be. I do what I call drive-through devotions, you know, just quick. And
sure.
Sometimes life happens, you have to do that. But I love that the very one who gave me breath this morning, the creator of the universe, the one who created me, the Bible says we were made the image of God. He wants to have a conversation with us, yet if we don't make time for him, it kind of makes it hard for him to do it, because most of the time I've found that God's a gentleman, doesn't force himself upon us. And yet I'm so thankful that our Heavenly Father, he really wants to have a conversation with us.
Yeah, he does. But those of us that are involved in ministry or involved in church, I think it's more challenging for us than it is for people that are not involved in ministry, because you're so busy doing the stuff. You're so busy working for God that you don't really have time to give him access to your heart. And so I think that's the challenge.
Well, I echo that sentiment. And we're going to be talking about prayer a lot over the next few days. Wellspring Prayer Center, located here in Lexington, Mondays and Thursday nights. Is that correct?
6:30 to 8:30. And it's really a non-intimidating environment. You walk in and it's first come, first serve. And then you fill out a sheet, kind of like at a doctor's office, about what's going on, whether you know the Lord or not, and what's going on, and whether you have a pain somewhere and what your pain level is, and anything else you might want prayer for. And so then what happens is one of our teams will take, when the time is, they'll take that sheet, and then before you would to come in to pray, say, okay, Lord, well, what have you got for Greg? Just give us a word, picture, or scripture that you might have for him. And so we'll wait a couple of minutes and just listen to see what God may have to say in order to help direct our prayer time together. And so we honor the people's request on the sheet, but we also pray what we feel as though the Lord has for them. So, and of course, it's for them. We give them a sheet at the end. You know, you need to test the words. You need to test the spirit, as the scripture says. And so we want to be balanced about that. We're not into imposing our will on anybody, but we're just trying to work with the Lord instead of doing just our own thing.
Well, I love it. Like I said, I've been a couple of times over the past few years, and it's a very, very comfortable, non-threatening environment.
Yeah.
And it's not cultish, as some of you are thinking, oh, man, that sounds a little weird to me. But like you said, 12 different churches involved, different denominations. It's about Jesus and the Bible, the Holy Spirit. And yet, you know, you just don't randomly pick people. People go through a training before they do this. Yeah. Is that correct? Share a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Well, as I mentioned earlier, there's different types of prayer, whether it's spiritual healing that people are in need of. And we've had, unfortunately, it hasn't happened recently, but we have people that are just desperate and they don't know the Lord yet. Or maybe they're in the midst of prayer and they realize that they don't really know the shepherd. And so we invite them to accept Jesus and then encourage them to get plugged into a local church somewhere. So that's spiritual healing. And then, of course, there's the physical healing that we talked about, whether you've got the aches and pains or issues. And so I have a lot to say about that. And then, of course, the emotional healing from a lot of times we're just people are stuck. Things that happened to them at 5 years of age, 10 years of age, whether they didn't make the ball team or whether they were molested by a family friend or whatever. And a lot of times people can be stunted at that particular age. So even though they're walking around in the body of, in my case, 59, fortunately it didn't happen to me, but I'm 59 years of age. But it'd be possible that something happened as a kid and you're still kind of emotionally stuck at that point and you haven't really graduated or matured on. And so, again, we just invite Jesus into those hurts to bring healing. And it's not a formula thing. You know, you do boom, 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 and you're going to, because it's, the Lord directs what He wants to do, and He heals the way in which He wants to heal. And so we're not there to dictate how that takes place. We're just there to help lift them up to Jesus for Him to do what He wants to do. And then we kind of get out of the way.
Well, that's really powerful. I want to encourage you to go check out the Wellsprings Prayer Center. They have a website that you can go to. It's wellspringprayercenter.org. That's Wellspring, just the two words like it sounds together, the word prayer, center.org, wellspringcenter.org. But I want to encourage you to go step out in faith, go do this. Nothing to me more humbling when somebody says, hey, can I pray for you?
Yeah.
And man, it was so powerful that night for me as three people, two men and one lady just you know, went before God and spoke on my behalf and just how He showed up. So it's a great thing. I want to encourage you to do that.
And if I can butt in, I don't know who we're talking to, who's listening, but we would love to minister to church staffs and people that are all the time putting out, putting out, putting out, and yet who's filling them and who's tending to their souls, if you will, not their spirits, but their mind, will, and emotions. And so we've had a few different church staffs come and small groups. We had a lot of small groups that come. A lot of times they like to, as an outing, you know, we had a group of police officers one night, and then you've got some ladies group. There's just all different people that's come over the years. But we really would like the opportunity to minister to ministers and to church staffs. We're open for anybody, but I'd love to be able to help serve more people like that.
Absolutely. So, if you're in full-time ministry or part-time ministry, or you serve, you know, even as volunteer unpaid staff, you're giving all the time, and a great opportunity for you to get your cup filled. So that's the Wellspring Prayer Center, Monday and Thursday nights. Time again?
6:30 to 8:30 about, and at 1218 South Broadway, Suite 110.
All right, right across from Lexington Clinic. Well, stay with us. Tune in tomorrow, because Jeff Rogers, we're going to talk. You may say, well, why is he so big on prayer? And like all of us, he's had a loss of a prayer that did not get answered of a loved one. And we're going to share about that and much more as we continue to talk about prayer and how God wants to speak to us on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.